running through the field, using broken bits of wood as my sword and my shield, charging at my friends, ducking and diving around all the bends, pum 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 with a make-believe gun, everyone running around and just having fun. Childhood memories floating around, but some of it all seems so faded now. Has anyone seen my mental lost and found? Was it raining or was it sunny? You know, it's funny, I can't seem to remember. Was it August or was it September? These days, all I have to remember is how to breathe and how to walk. The nurses help me with my knife and my fork. They wipe my behind. They act as though they do not mind as I tell them stories that change every time. They do not moan and they do not whine. I wasn't always like this though. When I close my eyes, sometimes I know which memories are truth and which are lies. But mostly I live in a daily struggle where faces blur and memories stir together. And there is no cure for not being sure of what happened and what did not. It starts off with small things like, was it cold or hot? And ends with, is that my son or not? You see, the demon of the mind is not one of a kind. Despite popular belief, there is no coral reef. It is the cancer of your mind, not brain cancer, but the mind's own cancer. It's cancer's brother. They're rather similar to one another. It kills, but there is no chemo. It hides like a single small fish in the ocean that is your mind. So good luck trying to find Nemo. It's more evil and manipulative. It's more a lift symbol, just as malignant, more patient than its brother. But it claims just as many patients, and there is no cover, nothing you can hide behind. This killer is its own kind, and it's after your mind. We pride ourselves on remembrance. When we are long dead, all we want is a memory that has some sort of resemblance to what we once were. Just reassurance that our existence wasn't just some passing blur. Memories are the one thing that should never die. They are the crust and we are the pie. They surround us. They are the water that binds us. Whilst our bodies are finite, our memories are infinite. They shape the future, and although we're meant to make a mistake or a blooper, the mistakes are futile. If they cannot be learnt from, they just become a futile pile. If progression is the one thing that progresses us, how are we supposed to ever progress if we don't learn the lesson of the mistake? I think it's about time we reassessed. And how are we supposed to learn the lesson of the mistake if we don't even remember the mistake? This is enough to make your head ache. We need to think fast, for our entire society, our entire species, is based on remembrance of the past. So it was inevitable. Once we'd conquered the seas, once we'd conquered the common disease, once we'd created robots, once we'd reached all the hilltops, the body's weaknesses were slowly being defeated. Death had stopped being greeted, it had started being cheated. So it got clever. Once people got older, death got bolder. Instead of going for your life outright, it came in hidden out of sight. Instead of going for your limbs outright, it hid and it waited until you could not fight. How cruel you are, life, to have pretending to have allowed someone so much time to live. And how cruel you are, society, to have taken that time away, replaced it with endless work and endless bills to pay. And back to you, life, you're not even just killing them, you're playing Russian roulette with people when they're at the most peaceful, they're most defenseless. You bring your age-old apprentice, death. But rather than letting them die when their bodies are already saying their goodbye, you feast on their memories, oh so cleverly. You put their entire existence in jeopardy, and there is no remedy. And if they were left alone, they would die. But oh no, back to you, society. You tie them up, you sit them down, you force feed them something unusually brown. You force them to survive until their whole existence is one huge frown. They wallow around in their own piss, shit and sweat, hating themselves if they could hate, if that emotion along with all the others hadn't been stolen from them. Because we talk of sentimental violence, value of materialistic items, but what about the sentimental value of sentimentality itself? The sentimentality of memories. But all of this is forgiven. It's okay because they're alive. Are they? Are they really alive? Yes? No? No. They exist. They exist in an existence they're not even aware of. But all life is precious. How could we take a life? I mean, apart from in war, and apart from in punishment to a crime, we do it all the time. We just disguise it almost as well as dementia itself is disguised.